You're listening to the Sean Light Podcast, a show dedicated to helping fitness business owners escape the chaos of entrepreneurship, simplify the process, and finally, grow their business revenue to six figures and beyond. This show is about giving the frustrated entrepreneur straightforward solutions and giving you a real-time window into how Sean is building his company, 4A Health, into a seven-figure business. And now, your host, Sean Light.
All right, what's going on, everybody? Sean here, and welcome to this new style webinar that I'm going to do. I'm going to try to do this a lot. I think there's a lot of value here, and because I've been blogging every day, I have started to see the value of this longer form content. I just want to be able to explain things better, and this is just way easier to do it this way than it is in these like silly short crap on Instagram. So we're going to do it this way, and for those of you who have been with me for a while, you know that I don't like to waste time, so let's get right into the good stuff. Guys, right over here on my right, you can see this big old window that I have. And every day, what I like to do is I like to look out. I even actually start all my days like this. I get a nice cup of coffee. I put my feet up on the ledge here, and I just watch the airplanes go by. Now, what we have right out here from right to left is a landing pattern at Newark Liberty International Airport. Newark is one of the big three airports in New York City. We have Newark, we have LaGuardia, and we have JFK. So what we actually have are airplanes coming in all day, all night. We see them taking off after 7 p.m. I've noticed that it's all international flights. I actually downloaded this app that allows me to see where the planes are coming from and where they're going in real time. It's super cool, and I love it. As I actually talk right now, I just looked it up. There's one passing right now that's coming in from Amsterdam. I just think that's so cool. Like, I'm picturing them like descending into Newark, and you got the skyline of Manhattan right over here, and imagining like the view of like Manhattan coming all the way from Europe to see this. It's got to be a really, really cool sight for all of them. But the other thing that we have coming across this window all the time, and instead of going right to left, they're actually coming north to south here. They're actually going east over to Manhattan, to New York City, and it's the helicopters. And there's two types of helicopters that fly past my window all freaking day. The first one are sightseeing helicopters, and they roll over there, they do a couple of laps, go over to Times Square or something, loop around the Statue of Liberty, and then they come back. But the second type of helicopter that always flies past the window, you could tell it's like sleek, got the stripes on the side, the tinted windows, and you know there are some wealthy individuals inside of those helicopters. And what's so fascinating to me is the cost of those helicopters. A quick Google search, I did a search earlier this morning when I wrote the blog post, and it said it was about $3,300 one way out to the Hamptons. Now, all summer, guys, on Friday early afternoons through like 8 p.m., it is like a parade of helicopters going over my head and out to the hand, going out east to the eastern edge of Long Island, which is called the Hamptons. It's like where all like the rich people go in the summer. And you just see them going out and out. And I can see on my app that that's where they're going, right? So they're going out to Montauk and they're going out to East Hampton airports. There takes about 30 minutes to get out there. So for a 30-minute ride, it's going to cost them $3,300. Now, we know it's going to be more than that because they got the nice helicopters. They're not, it's, you know, it might be their own helicopter. I got their pilot. They got their fuel. They got all the stuff that goes into buying it. So it's probably quite a bit more than $3,300. So let's say conservatively, it's $5,000 on the way out. It's $5,000 on the way back. That's a $10,000. That's a $10,000 expense. Now, what I'm trying to understand as the business person is, how is that feasible? How is that cost manageable? How is that justified? And what I figured out was that what it really comes down to is it comes down to the value of your hour. How much do you value your time? Being around a lot of wealthy individuals, what I've learned is that the value of time is much different. Their relationship with time is much different than somebody who is struggling for time or struggling for money and struggling to make revenue. It's like, what can you generate inside of 1 hour? Now, for personal trainers, people in the fitness community, what they have learned is that hour, and if I, let's put it this way. If I ask a personal trainer, how much money can you earn in an hour? They're going to say, well, my hourly rate is $70. So I can earn $70 in an hour. In order for me to fund that two-way trip to the Hamptons and back, that's 146 sessions that you're going to have to do in order to just fund that and break even on that helicopter ride. So there has to be other economics involved with that helicopter ride that make it a feasible purchase, especially since they're doing it every weekend, and I see them doing it every weekend, right? So what I've come to realize is that it really is how much money can you earn in an hour? What is the what is the literal value of your time? When you break it down, right? So let's say it takes 3 hours to fight traffic out on the Long Island Expressway if I wanted to drive out to the Hamptons, right? It'll cost me $70 maybe for gas, maybe stop for a sandwich or something like that. We'll say it costs me $70. Let's just say it costs $100, which is not. Well, let's say it costs $100 to get out there. That's a huge price differential. But if I can make thousands of dollars in 1 hour, it's starting to not make sense for me to drive. If I can dip over that $5,000 expense, right? Let's say I can make 10 grand in an hour. It starts to become more feasible for me to fly out there with a $3,500 or a $5,000 expense, save the 2.5 hours or save the 3 hours, because I can probably even work on the chopper, save the time and use it to recoup the expenses, right? So now my cost of my hour is $5,000, but in those 3 hours that I've now saved, I'm able to make $10,000, $20,000, $30,000. And for a lot of people, that's actually possible, right? And what I think that people that are not in that position are gonna struggle with is, how do I get from where I am right now, point A, to point B, where riding in a helicopter back and forth in the Hamptons just makes sense? And I think that there's 6 ways where we can increase the amount of value that we can increase the amount of worth of one single hour of your time. And the first one is investments, right? Wealthy people make smart investments. Assuming that you make a good investment, you can make money. You're making money. Your investments are making you money while you're flying on the helicopter. They could be making me money while I'm doing this. I'm invested in index funds. So theoretically, it is making me money as I am sitting here speaking to you, right? So the value of my hour is worth more than just my hourly rate. Right. So investments is a great way for you to make money while you sleep, while you eat, while you go out on dinner, while you ride helicopters out to the Hamptons. Right. And the more money that you can put into good quality investments, the more money that's going to come back out, the better the investment, the better the return, the higher the worth of your hour. So now imagine a wealthy person hopping on a helicopter. And while they're doing it, maybe they're negotiating a different percentage of equity stake in a company. Maybe they're negotiating different terms. Maybe they're doing research on an investment. And they know that if they find the right investment, it's going to be worth X, which is going to be significantly higher than the cost of that. So the time that they're saving, think about this, the time that they are saving is so valuable to them that a $5,000 helicopter trip is absolutely worth the expense because of what they're able to earn through their investment vehicles. Okay. Understand that investments is number one, and that should be an easy one to understand. Number two is customer lifetime value. This is a very standard metric that exists in business. Everybody, if you have run a business, you should be doing this. And most incredible wealth in this world has been built off the back of business. Now, if what I want to do is, if I need to increase the worth of my hour, let's imagine that I'm a salesperson, right? Let's imagine that I am somebody who's going out and selling people. And every time I close a customer, I know that that customer is worth $10,000, okay? Just using random thoughts or random numbers here, right? So if my customer lifetime value, which means basically how much money over the lifespan of a customer is this person going to spend with the business? I think Starbucks is something like $4,000 per customer. Every customer that they acquire is going to spend $4,000 over their lifetime with Starbucks. So now if they spend $1,000 to acquire you as a customer, if they just give you a $1,000 check and now you're a customer for life, it is worth it, you know, 300% more because of the return, and they know what the lifetime value of the customer is. So if I can increase the lifetime value of the customer, now I understand that my time spent gathering and acquiring a customer is going to be worth it. So if I've increased my customer lifetime value, I've increased it beyond $5,000, then all of a sudden the feasibility of my time versus the expense of the helicopter becomes significantly different. Please understand that. So if you can increase the value, like if you're selling things with low margins or low priced items, you're selling lollipops was the example I used in the article. If I'm selling lollipops, low margin, low price, you know, the lifetime value of somebody buying lollipops is going to be relatively small. But if I'm selling, you know, $10,000, $20,000 consulting packages with a lifetime value of $30,000 or $40,000 over the course of my lifespan, and I can sell them, well, then I should be spending my time selling those things as opposed to spending 3 hours fighting traffic on the LIE. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. I should, if that's a capability of mine, then I need to spend my time more wisely, which leads us to number three, which is improving your skill sets, right? You know, if I have those packages, if I have the ability, if I have the things in the at the right in the right customer lifetime value situation, now I need to become better at selling and become better at marketing and become better at prospecting and become better at leveraging relationships. If I'm able to do all of these things, now think about what I'm able to do with my hour. If I'm a capable salesman, a capable marketer, if I'm leveraging relationships the right way, if I'm doing those things the right way in order to acquire new customers, like improving those skill sets, now the value of my time goes even higher because what I can acquire in that hour is much more different. If I'm amazing at sales, maybe I can acquire two customers with a $20,000 lifetime value of the customer in 1 hour. If I can do that, well, then the cost of the helicopter is vastly lower than the cost of my time. If I'm spending 3 hours fighting traffic on the LIE, that could be costing me two customers per hour if I'm really good. So that's $40,000, $80,000, $120,000 trip that I'm taking out there, right? And it's all about what you are capable of earning inside of 1 hour. It's the value of your time. Remember, wealthy people view time as the asset, the time as the possession, not these other things. They're trying to maximize what's going on with their time. So we want to improve our skill sets. Number four, folks, is we want to make sure that our prices are in accordance with what we need to do. If you raise the prices, if you're a lollipop business and you can acquire, you know, five customers per hour, let's say you're selling bags of lollipops for $1, right? If you raise the price of the lollipop to $2, the value of your time is automatically doubled. Now you just have to be able to sell those things, right? So when your prices raise, the value of your dollar goes up as well, or value of your time goes up as well. Now, of course, the higher the price, the higher the skill set that you need to have, the better the infrastructure, the better the sales funnel that you'll need to have in order to close people and find customers and increase and spend, improve the lifetime value of that customer over time. But that's why all of these things really go into one. So the prices need to match as well. What moves the needle for your business? That's a really big deal. Number five, folks, number five is employees. If you have other people doing the work for you, then you're making money while you are flying on that flight, right? So if you have hired a quality staff, a talented team, right? How many great business people talk about hiring talented employees, people who have a team that is actually capable of doing amazing work? If you have that, then you can comfortably ride on that because on the plane, on the helicopter, because you know the money's coming in on the back end. At the same time, if you're hiring employees to take over the workload of the things that aren't as valuable, like, right, I'm a great salesperson, I'm a great marketer, I'm able to go out and close people with good customer lifetime value, with good prices, with all of that stuff, right? But I still need to do the books, I still need to do my taxes, I still need to do all of these other things that don't really increase the value of my time, right? Now I'll take those tasks, hire an executive assistant for them to do all of those things while I focus on the things that really matter. Now I can have even more time to maximize the time that's happening in an hour. So logical. It's so logical and so smart. And that's exactly what's happening. And then the last one, folks, is advertising. Advertising is a pretty easy one to understand as well. You know, if you have ads running on social media right now, as you're flying, you're collecting leads. And if you understand accounting, if you understand the metrics, if you understand the cost to acquire a customer, if you understand the cost of a lead to a business, if you if you can understand the customer lifetime value, if you understand these simple, simple metrics of business, then all of a sudden you understand that your value of an hour, how many leads are you collecting in an hour? How good is your advertising campaign, right? Like if you're flying and you can get three leads in an hour, what are those leads? What is the value of those leads to the business? How many of those leads do you expect to close? If there is a $20,000 lifetime value of that customer, it's just think about it, right? So it's improving the business. It's improving your investments. It's improving the literal quality and value of an hour. And those are the six ways: advertising, employees, raise your prices, improve your skill sets, customer lifetime value, and investments. If you can package all of these things together, then the value of your hour goes significantly up. And when the value of your time reaches a certain threshold, there are certain things that it is no longer valuable and important for you to do. And that's when you like cross this threshold of understanding the value of your time. That's what I want each of you to start understanding. That is from wherever you are right now to rotting in that chopper out to the Hamptons every weekend. That is where you're trying to go. Now, of course, at each one of these levels, you're going to have to start slow. You're going to have to build up to it. But eventually, if you keep rolling with it, you will eventually get to the point, if you make the right decisions, where the value of your time is exceeding the cost of things like riding the helicopter out there. It is more valuable for you to find more time in your day than it is for you to save a couple bucks along the way. Guys, if you enjoyed this process, if you need some help along the way, we've set up a coaching program that allows you to get started for free and comfortably so that you can build everything that you need to build within a 30-day period. We've launched this thing called the 30-day runway. The 30-day runway is where you can work with us one-on-one for 30 days for no charge. That way, you can go in, we can build everything that needs to be built, we can set up everything that needs to be set up, and we can actually make you money in the first 30 days before you ever pay us a dime. Every single day, guys, we have entrepreneurs that are earning thousands of dollars before they ever pay us a dime. Our goal is to get you to pay for the entire coaching program before you ever even pay us a dime. That is the ultimate win in our program. And it's happened. And it's happening right now. So if you're interested in joining a program like that, taking advantage of the 30-day runway and really getting the help that you need along the way, you can either go to 4acoaching.com, drop me a comment, drop me a message, and tell me you just want to learn more. We'll get you on a free coaching call just to talk you through it, show you how we can customize your business and things like that. And we would love to chat with you and see how we can help your business. Guys, hope this was a helpful webinar, I guess we can call it. And we'll talk to you later, guys. Have a wonderful day.
Did you know you can work one-on-one with Sean for free for 30 days to help you build your fitness business? If you want to learn more about how to take advantage of our 30-day runway coaching program, head over to 4acoaching.com and schedule your free momentum call. That's the number 4acoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this episode, and we'll see you back here tomorrow for the next episode of the Sean Light Podcast.